Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Well, it's Mark in the driver's seat tonight, and this evening with me I have
Dennis Goddard.
That's right, Dennis is with me, so it's Minarchist Talk Live.
Well, I'm an anarchist. I don't know what you are.
Well, whatever. Give me a call at 1-800-259-9231, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. But, well, until then, we're going to talk about what I want because nobody's called in. Well, actually, Alex in New Jersey is on the line. Excuse me. Alex in New Jersey, let's see if I drop his call. Alex in New Jersey.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well.
All right, so Governor Corzine signed two new laws into effect, and what that requires is that every person under the age of 21 will need to have an orange sticker placed on their license plate so the cops can identify who might be breaking curfew and who will not.
Oh, that's
nice. The second law extends curfew from midnight to 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. Now, the problem is that now that the orange stickers are on the license plate, everybody who is a cop is going to be able to profile, and people are going to be stopped for no reason or because they think they may have drugs in the car. So this is obviously something that's on the minds of many young people in the state.
Hey, I think all you young people in the state should get night jobs right now. Get stuff in the night shift and then file suit against the government for preventing you from being able to work.
That is such a good idea.
Well, likely they have some kind of provision for kids that work at night. But
challenge it.
It's still
go on the offensive with these guys.
Well, I don't think it's worth it. Flush New Jersey down the toilet and leave that place. For God's sakes, do you think it's ever going to turn around?
Oh, like Tool would say, you know, just flush it all away.
It's completely worthless. I assume what are the reasons for this curfew? Crime?
Well, no, the problem is that kids are going out past curfew, which I don't think is a problem, but they obviously do. So people are doing it, but the cops don't know who to pull over and who not to pull over for curfew.
Okay.
See? So they need to be able to identify cars which have underage drivers in them so that if they see them out at past curfew, they'll be able to pull them over, because right now they don't know who is and who isn't.
What qualifies as underage?
Under 21.
Under the age of 21. Okay. So under the age of 21, you are not allowed out past 11 o'clock at night?
No, you're not allowed under the age of 21. If you have a provisional license, you cannot be driving past 11 p.m. To 5 a.m. I'm 18, and I have a full basic license. So I don't have a curfew, but I think I might need the orange sticker anyway. I don't know. This is all new stuff for everyone. So we'll see as the year goes on what's going to happen.
This reminds me so much of those anti-cruising laws.
They're silly. Now, I've got a question here. Now, suppose I have lent my car in the past to people beneath the age of 18 for the purpose of driving places. I don't know that it was – I don't think it was after 11 o'clock at night, but that's – I consider to be my freedom. My question is, what happens if I loan you my car and you are driving it after and you are, for whatever reason, have to have one of these orange stickers? Or, what happens there?
I actually don't know. I don't think the government thought things out that far.
I'm pretty sure you are guilty of, facilitating
and abetting?
Of a minor.
What if that person driving my car that I've lent the car to happens to be related to me and beneath the ages of whatever?
These are very good questions.
I mean, because that's not an unusual circumstance.
Horrible things are going on.
I mean, that's not an unusual circumstance at all, that a parent allows a child to drive their car. Most of my driving career prior to being an adult was driving my parents' cars.
Yeah, and you can go ahead and tell that to the judge.
I guess. I mean, Your Honor, I'm not. I'm 40 something years old. I don't have to put a sticker on my car. And yeah, since I'm free and 40 something years old, I can lend my car to whomever I want, and I wanted to lend it to him.
And this kid was a bad kid, and we saw where he was going.
Why don't you start out by not calling him Your Honor?
Yeah, Fred.
He didn't do anything to deserve that title.
It's true, and it's very un-Quakerish too. Quakers don't respect one man over another.
That said, is it And is it worth the repercussion? Like, you know, have that conversation over a beer with a guy. Don't make an issue of it while you're on trial.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. No, I don't know how to work this phone.
Oh, it's technology. Right. Technology sucks. It's all broken. That's why we engineers make money.
I've got, apparently, Ian Freeman has narrated an audiobook, which everybody's heard about, The Market for Liberty. And now it's available at patiobooks.com. The Market for Liberty explores what our world might look like in a voluntarist society. You can find out why this book is more relevant than ever in an age of rapidly disappearing freedoms. It's free, and you can check it out at patiobooks.com.
Patio?
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 Like
it sounds
audio?
Dirty.
Patio?
Sounds dirty.
Yeah, it sounds kind of silly. But what are you going to do? I didn't name the place. I'm just, yeah. All right, so here's the top of the story. The story is coming out of the top of it. Obama legal team wants to defendants' rights limited. Now, it's my understanding the Democrats care about people and they want to see people treated fairly.
That sounds like spin to me.
Yeah, that is.
That's right.
The Obama administration is asking the Supreme Court to overrule longstanding law that stops police from initiating questions unless the defendant's lawyer is present. Now, I don't understand what this rule is all about because the police
can't initiate questions.
They certainly, initiate questions when, when they feel like doing these kind of things. You know, when they feel like asking questions, they ask questions, and it doesn't matter where your lawyer is. I mean, most confessions are gotten – you don't get confessions in front of attorneys.
Well, this must be some motion that one does. You know, Your Honor, I should like to initiate a question.
That doesn't make any sense at all. All right. Other than another stark example of the White House seeking to limit rather than expand rights, the administration's action and several others have disappointed civil rights and civil liberties groups that expect President Barack Obama to reverse the policies of his Republican predecessor. They actually name George W. Bush here, in case you didn't know.
It's just like my bumper sticker says. It's the nice, smiling face of Obama with the text next to it. You're going to be very disappointed.
After the Democrats' call for change during the 2008 campaign, since taking office, Obama has drawn criticism for backing the continued imprisonment of militant enemy combatants in Afghanistan without trial, invoking the state secrets privilege to avoid releasing information in lawsuits, and limiting the rights of prisoners to test genetic evidence used to convict them.
You know, his George Bush impersonation sucks. He's really got to own more stocks in oil companies. If he would just do this one simple thing.
Yeah, it's just George Bush's third term. I'm sorry. The case at issue is Michigan versus Jackson, in which the Supreme Court said in 1986 that police may not initiate questions of a defendant who has a lawyer or is asked for one unless the attorney is present. The decision applies even in defendants who agree to talk to the authorities without their lawyers. Anything police learn through such questioning cannot be used against the defendant at trial. The opinion was written by Justice John Paul Stevens, the only current justice who was on the court at the time. Gosh, he has to be an old man. The justices could decide as early as Friday whether they want to hear arguments on the issue as they wrestle with an ongoing case from Louisiana that involves police questioning of an indigent defendant that led to a murder confession and a death sentence.
Oof.
The Justice Department, in a brief signed by Solicitor General Elena Kagan, said the 1986 decision serves no real purpose and offers only meager benefits.
We just decided the Supreme Court decision serves no purpose, and therefore we can just... wait a second, my brain's exploding.
Yeah, it's what? If it's only meager benefits, then why do we have it?
The GD piece of paper.
Yeah. The government said defendants who don't wish to talk to police don't have to, and that officers must respect that decision. But that it said that there is no reason a defendant who wants to should not be able to respond to an officer's questions. At the same time, the administration acknowledges that the decision only occasionally prevents federal prosecutors from obtaining appropriate convictions. So, apparently, you know, the Democrats don't really care about the rights of those that are accused.
I don't like that they make it so easy for us.
We'll be back.
I'm How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live 2.0, 1-800-259-9231. Ian's off someplace doing something, I don't know. So it's Mark with you,
And Dennis.
And we're doing the show. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk to you about any old thing you want. We've been talking about how Obama's making, well, he's making into a new, kinder, gentler socialist nation.
Yeah, it's not fascism when we do it.
Yeah. No, of course not. It's really funny. All right, but we have calls, and that's what the show's about, so let's take them. Chris in Canada.
Ah, hello there, guys.
Hey.
Hi. I'm from Prince Edward Island, and I just want to call in and let you guys know that there's actually a huge smoking ban going on here now.
Oh, I would never believe that.
Another one? Where are they banning smoking?
Well, pretty much everywhere. I've got the Guardian article up here, the local newspaper. The PEI government is eliminating designated smoking rooms in all public places and work.
Okay.
Eliminating designated smoking areas in hospital grounds. Looks like they're also prohibiting smoking on patios, decks of eating establishments, and licensed establishments during certain hours of operation. And you also cannot smoke in a car anymore if you have someone under the age of 19 present.
Gosh.
So, you know, I mean, obviously, taking control of their own, quote-unquote, the public buildings, fine. But when they step over the line and take over other people's property, that's revolution time, man.
Yeah, they're step over step boundaries. And they also, they had the Council of Canadians person was here with their, you know, running out of clean water thing a few months ago. And now they're going to, like, ban bottled water here on PEI, too. And
is it just
a whole bunch of...
Is PEI the first? Is this the where they're starting these things in Canada, or they've been doing it all over all?
No, they've been doing this sort of stuff all over in Canada, but it's finally coming here.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I tried working within the system, but that didn't really work well.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, actually, believe it or not, at one point I thought maybe I could change the local Democrats, but that didn't work out very well.
Did you go to a few meetings and talk to them? Or?
Yeah, I went. Well, I was joined the party, and I went to meetings and stuff. And
that's laudable, of course. You know, one person act. You know, it's what did they do? Did they gang up on you? What did they do to you?
Well, they didn't really gang up on me per se, but like everyone who's in Democratic Party here. I didn't realize they were actually as socialist as they turned out to be. They actually turned out to be pretty much, well, not pure socialist, but pretty much as close as you can get. Like, they have they're part of an organization called Canada Without Poverty, which basically wants to, like, tax you up the wazoo in order to make everyone equal and rid Canada of poverty totally. Like, they talked at the meeting about having, like, a 91% tax rate, and it was just nuts.
Well, yeah, people who don't believe in private property and are in control of the government, that's a really dangerous, like, save-yourself kind of situation.
Yeah, that's socialism at its best. And, honestly, it's what's driving the whole world into a crapper. I don't have any recommendations except move for the Free State Project.
Yeah, thought about it, but all my family and everything are here, and all my friends and everything, so...
I understand.
Yep.
All my family and friends were in Florida.
At a certain point, something either bugs you enough or you live with it. It's like, you know, there's some relationships where, hey, you know what, you two guys fight all the time, but you got to decide. You live with each other or not.
Yep, it's true. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Appreciate it, Chris. All right, let's talk to Troy in Minnesota. Troy? Hello, Troy.
Troy, all right, it's Troy.
There he is.
How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to call in and talk to you guys. I've been listening to some of the things that are going on with Sam and in jail, and I caught Ian's protest when he was arrested. And I wanted to ask Mark especially what you thought about kind of a different protest strategy concerning the judge. Right now, it seems like whenever one of the Free State Project members are arrested, they're very aggressive towards the judge, and then the judge reacts negatively back.
Seems to have gotten that way.
But if it's been my experience that if you throw yourself on the mercy of the court, if you go up and kiss the judge's you-know-what, oftentimes you can get the judge to be aggressive towards the state on your behalf.
Oh, yeah, they kind of like it, too. They really do. Right. I mean, if you talk to prosecutors, they hate the defendants and vice versa, the judge, you know, hey...
Well, in Minnesota here, my dad was in the 70s. He was kind of a separatist. He believed in his sovereignty as a person type thing. But I saw him do some amazing things because he would, when he was arrested, he would be just terrible with the police. And whenever an offer was made by the prosecuting attorney, he would just spit in his face. But as soon as he got in front of the judge, he would say, you know, things like, "Your Honor, I believe the courts were designed to protect the citizen from the abusive power of the state." And he would, a lot of times, when he wanted to get his point across, he would say, "Your Honor, I throw myself in the mercy of the court. I'm not trained as a lawyer. I'd like you to look at this." And I saw the judge do some amazing things. I mean, the judge would come up with rulings against the prosecuting attorney saying, "I don't know who you think you are, but this individual has a right." And one of the things he did, which I thought was hilarious, was he was arrested one time. He never had a driver's license. When he was pulled over, he'd say, "I don't need one," stuff like that.
Dear God.
But he got pulled over one day because a cop that had arrested him earlier saw him driving, but the police officer was off duty. So the police officer called in and to another police officer and said, "Al's driving down the street, go arrest him." The other officer turned his lights on, pulled him over, and the judge just went crazy and said, "Did you call in the license plate? Did you verify that this person is wanted? You cannot take the word of another person, whether they're a police officer or not," and just tore the guy apart. And basically all my dad did was he went in and said, "You're here to protect me, Your Honor. I throw myself on your mercy. I don't believe that stop was valid."
You know, I love that strategy. If you know that you have not done anything that has caused harm, rather than playing around with, you know, I'm trying to show it, I know what I'm doing, well, let the judge show that the prosecutor didn't know what he was doing. They'll love it.
I don't have any problem with it. It seems like a good system. I think also that the judicial system has changed in the last 30 years from when your father was throwing himself in the mercy of perhaps judges that actually were, I don't know, talking to juries about their right to nullify, possibly.
Sure.
I don't know for sure. I mean, I can't say that I know whether that will work or not. It can't hurt. And then after that, you could, try the system of, well, you know, thank you. Yeah, thank you for all your help, Your Honor, but I'm not going to pay anyway. You know,
right.
I'll try to go that way.
Yeah, and my dad did that a lot. He would say, "You can give me whatever fine you want, but, you know, I've got 5 children to feed and I don't have a full employment." Of course, he never paid his taxes, that kind of thing. But, you know, that approach worked for him. And one thing I've noticed with, and Ian's not there, so we can't speak for him, but his approach seems to be a little bit different than Mark's.
Yes, yes it is. There's one
of the things
that's reasonable. Thanks, Troy.
Yes.
1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Call in about anything.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. How about that? New music beds. Who'd have thought we could even do it? 1-800-259-9231. It's Mark Talk Live tonight. We don't need Ian for this crap. It's still the show about your calls. So let's go right into the calls. Dan in Texas. Dan?
Hello?
Hello, Dan.
I'm here.
Great. What did you call about?
Hey, I wanted to see where Ian was. I guess I missed the memo about him leaving tonight.
He's on a secret mission.
Ah, okay. Now, I wanted to bring up something along the lighter side. I know y'all been pushing the Audible, the audiobooks.
Yeah.
Audible.com, and mm-hmm. I went and tried out the little offer, and I have to say the thing works great, and I love it.
What book did you get?
Well, I'm going to get to that because you're going to get a kick out of it. But where I work, I listen to an iPod most of the day because I don't have to deal with customers, and so it makes the day go by fast. And I was trying to think of a book that I wanted, and I fell back on one of your suggestions. I checked out a book from that Michael Z. Williamson guy.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Which one did you get?
I had one. Well, I wanted The Weapon because you'd spoken highly of it.
I really like it.
Though. Yes. The one that they had was Hero.
Hero. I haven't read that one. What'd you think of it?
It's good. I plan on getting more of them as they come out. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I tell you, he's a great author, and I'm going to read everything that he ever puts out that I managed to get my hands on. I haven't gotten them all at this point, but that's a good thing. That means there's still some out there for me to read. I enjoy Terry Goodkind, too. Both of these are, you know, rather libertarian-type authors, and I've read everything that Terry Goodkind's put out, so I kind of have to wait for something new. What's that?
I tried to find the Mistakes Were Made But Not My Bee book because it sounds very intriguing, and I can't find it on audiobook anywhere.
It's new, so I suspect it hasn't been recorded at this point. That'd be my guess.
Okay. All right, that's all I got. So I just wanted to say, if anyone's on the fence, I'm trying it out. Definitely try it out because I'm going to continue to be a customer of that website.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think that the books are pretty reasonable. They're less than new books, and you get a chance to try it out if you could just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Thanks a lot, Dan.
All right, thank you.
Yep. And let's try Paula in Florida. Paula,
hi.
What are you going to reveal to us tonight?
Yeah, hi, hon. They just came out in the news. They said they're not going to be able to contain this flu.
Which flu are you referring to?
Dear okay, God. it's a bird swine, and it's also got human DNA in it.
Bird, swine, human DNA flu?
It's in it. Meanwhile, yeah, they said they're not going to be able to contain it.
If it has human DNA in it, and
they, I'm going to tell you what happened. They said this is coming out of the laboratories.
It's coming out of the laboratories. So
yeah, somebody's setting this stuff
out. Is it all
out.
The way down there in Florida? It's spread from Atlanta at the CDC all the way down to Florida?
No, not yet. They said that it's already in L.A.
How did it get there?
I don't know. Anyway, it's in L.A. now. But anyway, they said they're not going to be able to contain this. They said that this could be a worldwide pandemic.
What color is this stuff?
I have no idea. All I know is what we've been told.
Is it the green stuff or the purple stuff?
I don't know. They said, they're just talking about, that what
swine,
it is, and they can't contain it, and
bird,
60 people in Mexico have already died, and they said the people in L.A., we seem to be able to fight it off better. But anyway...
The people in L.A. are doing better than the people in Mexico?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't... Well, either they're taking better care of themselves or something.
Yeah, it's a healthy lifestyle out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the house... Maybe it's, the ones in L.A., there's more people from the House of David.
I don't know, but anyway,
they banned NutraSweet.
The thing
they?
Is, this is going to be scary.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Not go anywhere, to stay home.
What are you going to do?
I don't go out a whole bunch myself. I just go to the store, once a month, get everything we need, and that's it. I stay pretty close to home.
Yeah, stay inside.
Yeah, keep inside the iron lung. That keeps out the viruses.
Yeah, and you need to get some colloidal silver too.
Definitely stay inside.
It is if you have a whole bunch of that stuff, it'll turn you blue.
You have a basement?
No, it doesn't. No.
Do you have a basement, Paul?
No, it doesn't. I've been taking it for a long time.
No, you need a basement.
You can't have a basement in Florida. They call that those indoor...
Oh, we didn't. When we were growing up in Jackson, we had a basement. But anyway,
really?
I've got the colloidal, silver machine to make it, so...
You got to hide somewhere when the Nazis come.
All right,
You got to hide somewhere when the Nazis come. You need a basement.
Well, I tell you what, this country's beginning to look like Russia, isn't it?
That's right. Thanks for warning us about the Russian human bird swine flu, Paula.
Purple.
And we'll talk to you soon. Oh, boy. I don't know what to say about that. I do know what to say about this e-book. Asset forfeitures, bank failures, burglars, ex-spouses, your kids, housekeepers. There's lots of reasons you might want to hide your valuables around your home. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home with little or no modification. The guide contains detailed pictures to help you, and most of these ideas are under $50. It's StashYourSwag, S-W-A-G, swag.com. It's an online book, and it costs less than $7, so... Check it out.
That actually sounds pretty cool because you never know what kind of things you might need to hide in your home.
It's true. I mean, you don't want to make it easy for people to find. All right, so let's go on to your article, Dennis. You brought something in, and I wanted to see what you got here.
This is from the current issue of TheEconomist.com, which I love dearly despite their recent swerve to the left. But so of course, that we have all this corn that they're growing because it's going to be much more green to put it into our cars and burn that. It's going to be much greener.
Of course. Biofuels are supposed to be better for the environment and everything else than diesel, right?
Sure, because they grow and they take the CO2 out of the air. Although it turns out that there's so much CO2 just from farming the stuff, it actually cancels. I mean, corn just doesn't work for that.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's pretty much carbon neutral, but... No, it gets even better.
Okay.
Of course, there's the fact that is one of the reasons that many poor people are dying in third world countries right now of starvation. Basically, we have driven up the cost of food because so much arable land in the United States has been dedicated to growing something that people do not eat.
Yes, they burn it in their cars instead.
Yeah, the commodity prices of food are growing, and so people who don't have enough to buy enough to eat are starving to death because of... that subsidy.
You know, it's funny that there's, you know, the United States doesn't have the only land in the world that'll grow food. As a matter of fact, there's, when you look at countries like Tanzania, for instance.
Well, you got to look at it like oil. I mean, if one oil-producing company or a country comes online or goes offline, or company for that matter, it hugely affects the price of oil.
And sure.
Food is in the same bucket.
I understand where you're coming from, but most of the reasons for droughts and lack of food in this world are governments.
Well, sure.
They don't have anything to do with people being able to grow food in where they are. There's not, you know, there certainly are deserts and things like that, but people should be able to grow food. But the problem is that their governments are so unstable where they are that they're liable to have their land taken from them.
Well, that's the big thing.
Killed.
You
can't travel around and run away when you're a farmer.
Well, and you can't really farm unless you know you have a claim on the land from one year to the next. Property rights are the fundamental reason why a people will starve or not. But it gets even better with the special corn that we're paying so much in tax money to ensure that the farmers grow. Are you ready for this? This is great. This
special corn. What's wrong with regular corn?
Regular corn is fine, but it must be special. We're paying extra for it.
Okay.
The maize that's supposed to do the ethanol thing that's supposed to be good for the world, right?
All right.
So check this out. This comes from the International Council for Science, ICSU, a Paris-based federation of scientific associations from around the world. They're from Paris, and they're a federated science group. So there you go.
Doesn't sound like good news so far.
Well, it turns out, right? The report concludes that so far, blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah, it turns out that most analyses had underestimated the importance to global warming of a gas called nitrous oxide, which some of you don't know about. Yep. By a factor between 3 and 5, the amount of gas released by farming biofuel crops such as maize, probably negates itself by any advantage of offered by reduced emissions of CO2. In other words, corn, it emits more nitrous oxide just in the course of growing. And this stuff is 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide.
So the scientists told us that we were to be saved by growing this, by, you know, burning less fuel. The politicians enacted it, and now we have a worse problem than we did before.
By a factor of 300.
Well, what a surprise. Let's go on to talking about this.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Look, it's always rocking the heavy, loud guitars here on Free Talk Live. I thought we needed something a little different.
This is lounge music. Hey, this is Linus Flytrap, baby, and we're going to take you through the night.
Oh, boy. What are you going to do about that? 1-800-259-9231. It's Mark here with you.
And Dennis.
On Free Talk Live. So, Dennis, we're talking about... Well, how the governments and the scientists are all going to save us, and they've screwed up again, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So we're growing lots of biofuels because biofuels are much better than the petroleum kind.
Right. Petroleum's bad. I've heard it all my life. Burning petroleum is bad.
So we give big giant subsidies to farmers out all over the place, all over the U.S. to grow corn that we will use to make like gasohol, basically.
And I assume, I mean, I guess the idea is that farms have just been waiting around for decades and decades for just that thing to grow, and you know, they haven't been growing anything else, which we would then lose. So they were just able to, you know, turn a switch and get these farms online. Is that right?
Of course not. So, you know, we distorted the market.
Right. So people that were growing whatever kind of corn before or spinach or whatever it was are now turned to this government-subsidized fuel corn. And,
well, the fuel corn that was supposed to be greener than pulling the stuff out of the, you know, because we got to be careful about the carbon dioxide. Well, of course, right. It turns... Corn is one of the worst in terms of carbon dioxide you get per pound biomass. So
because of what it takes to harvest it?
It's just not as efficient as sugarcane. Sugarcane is great. Sugarcane is beautiful. It's super.
But sugarcane's been outlawed in the United States because, or something like that. You can't use it in Coca-Cola and things like that.
No, sugarcane, like what sugar is, it's not outlawed. It's just that we don't have a great, you know.
But we don't grow a lot of it, so therefore there's protectionist laws that keep sugarcane out of the country.
Right. Now, third world countries in South America, like Bolivia, places like that,
right.
They really are great at sugarcane, and of course what we do is completely whack the one thing that could come out of their economy
that we could buy and put it in our Coca-Cola, because if you go to Mexico and have Coca-Cola, you can have it with real sugar instead of corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, and it tastes better.
Right. Now, like lots of economies around the world are all screwed up in a similar way because we, with so much arable land, the blessed, bountiful United States is growing money for gas. Or corn for gas. And it turns out that the CO2 it takes to produce the corn, the stuff from the corn, is actually greater than the CO2 that you save by having the corn go back into the earth. So, like, what you get, man, is worse than if you hadn't grown the corn.
Right. So that's just the CO2. But forget the CO2. This is this special kind of corn, this new corn, the more expensive corn.
No, it's just corn.
It's just corn.
Corn is just good. But it turns out that the scientists from a really impressive-sounding consortium in Paris, the ICSU, have concluded that the nitrogen that comes from growing corn and growing so much more corn, it turns out nitrous oxide is approximately 300 times more a creator of greenhouse gases than carbon dioxide.
Okay, so I want you to understand this, vegetarians.
I am one.
It's important. Well, you can't eat corn now.
Come on.
Well, I'm talking about greeny vegetarians that really care about this stuff.
I understand.
You have a hybrid car. I'd buy a hybrid car, too, because
I have dedicated my life to saving the planet. The government has got to stop.
It makes monetary sense to buy a hybrid car in some circumstances. So then
with the gasoline at like $2.53 a gallon?
When it was $4.50, it certainly made some sense to get a, especially the Insight, which is a much more, efficient car.
Yeah, I've got over the lifetime of the car 60 miles a gallon doing nothing special.
And
I accelerate up those hills. I take that hill.
That's a good thing. But as the case may be, I'm saying to the vegetarians out there that really believe everything all the scientists tell them and really believe all that the politicians are going to save us, now it's important you not eat corn because corn is actually, you're producing more carbon dioxide by eating corn. So you can have every other vegetable, but not that one.
Well, it's not the corn for consumption. It's the huge amount, the vast amount of subsidized
corn. But the corn you're consuming has the same problem. It's basically carbon dioxide neutral, and then it's harvested by these big combines that spew out carbon dioxide.
It's not my fault the government people are growing so much of this stuff. But this is great. The report actually says, what seems certain is that the nitrogen cycle, because, yes, people know about the carbon cycle, and that's publicized, but the nitrogen cycle, which, of course, is actually way more significant, is changing faster and more profoundly than the carbon cycle, but has attracted much less attention.
This is the funny thing that about this whole this whole global warming thing, because I don't know whether to believe it or not. I mean, it's clear that, of course, the world is the climate is changing. It was going to do that whether we were here or not. All right. The climate was going to change and is going to continue to change. And I don't know. So
I'll just tell you, it's us.
It's the human. It's human caused climate change.
Get over that. It doesn't matter. But look, these people are already. Look, you don't worry about this nitrogen cycle that's 300 times more potent because there's an international nitrogen initiative that the governments around the world are setting up to fix this problem.
And this is the thing that isn't being understood here is the governments. The governments of the world were there to protect us in these instances. Anyway, I mean, that was the purpose. That's one of the purposes. They were already protecting us from environmental problems, right?
See how this thing is
escalating. But they failed.
This thing is escalating beyond control to the point of, for our own safety, the government has got to stop trying to fix this thing. You go from feeding the poor to warming the planet over the course of 100 years to, like, turning that to something 300 times more like, oh, my God-ish. Like, the next level I don't want to get to, the government has got to stop now.
I hear you. I mean, they've continued. This was their idea. Okay, they
this
jammed
could not
this down
have happened
our throat.
Without a government sending out that kind of money, baby.
And so now it's making it even worse. They're only going to continue to make it worse because we just don't have all the answers yet.
Here's the thing: when you read in any economics type of whatever context, distorted market, the thing that should be in your head is dead babies. That's what you're getting.
I guess it's true. There's going to be if the climate goes up, the temperature goes up, then some people around the world are going to be displaced, and some people aren't going to be able to escape from that bad climate, and therefore they're going to be there, have their children are going to die.
Yeah. Well, what I say is, you sail off all your stuff, and you get yourself some gold and some silver, and you just wait for the apocalypse.
I don't know what to say about that. I'm rooting for global warming because it's cold here in the winter in New Hampshire, and I'd like it to warm up a little bit. That'd be fine for me.
You're just evil.
Yeah. What? I mean, it's happening. What difference does it make? What difference does it make?
Hey, you want to hear something for the crackpot conspiracy theorists?
Sure. I had something to go along with this global warming thing that I wanted to get to real quick, though.
It's a hot topic.
Singapore scientists can say they can turn CO2 into biofuel. Okay, so while the guys in France are over there, you know, while they're ruining the globe, all right, and using our government to do it, the folks in Singapore, one of the freest markets in the world, have scientists in Singapore say they have found a way to turn planet warming carbon dioxide into clean burning methanol using a process that uses less energy than previous attempts. The scientists at the state-backed Institute for Bioengineering and Nanotechnology said on Thursday that they use non-toxic organocatalysts to make ethanol, a biofuel that is also used as an industrial feedstock.
Groovy.
What? They feed animals?
Industrial feedstock. It's a stream you go into your reactor to make other stuff.
Okay. In a statement, the Institute said that the team led by that guy used... Oh, God, why am I reading this? I don't use in heterocyclic carbonies. Those are NHCs for short. And that's also an organoclast in the chemical reaction with carbon dioxide. NHCs are stable, and the reaction between NHCs and the carbon dioxide can take place under mild conditions in dry air. Adding only a small amount of the catalyst was needed.
Okay. Holy crap, this is awesome.
So they're over there saving us.
Chemical engineering just rocks, by the way. Chemical engineers will, in fact, save the world.
Think so?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I wish that they'd just legalize hemp. I think the chemical engineers managed to get some laws passed in the past that haven't done so much good for us. Dow and DuPont.
Laws, not good.
No, laws restricting the marketplace are not good. So you were saying?
All right, so, you know, sometimes on crazy shows, you'll hear stuff about the Amero and how the Amero is going to be like the next, it's going to be our EU, right?
It seems to me that like it makes a certain amount of sense that at some point they're going to, try to replace the dollar. The dollar has to crash. They're killing it. The Federal Reserve is killing the dollar in conjunction with the IMF and all these CFR and, you know, all these organizations are trying to kill the dollar. So you're saying that the Amero isn't going to be replacing the dollar?
No, it's something else, but it's actually happening. You know, the dollar is an inverted pyramid that's going to tip over.
800-259-9231. You can call in and comment on this or anything else on Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.